This episode is brought to you by the San Diego Salsa Festival. For more information, go to www.sandiegosalsafestival.com. My name is Anthony Prasad.
And this is Carlos Orejel.
And this is Addicted to Salsa. Okay, take three. This Welcome back to Addicted to Salsa. This is episode 29. My name's Anthony.
And this is Carlos.
And I guess the song that we just heard was by Cuba LA.
It's called El Lucerito Llegó.
Yeah, actually, I've heard the song numerous times at the club, but they don't actually play the full intro. I noticed that. They kind of play it where we kind of just started with the Addicted to Salsa name.
I hate that because it's an amazing intro. And also, you know what I hate also? When DJs actually mess with the song and they end it before it actually ends.
True. However, okay.
Or they blend it.
Yeah, the blending part just drives me up the wall. And they do this at most of the clubs here in San Diego. They'll take like four bachata songs and then like mix them all together. So if you're like dancing bachata and maybe you don't have like many moves, you're stuck dancing bachata for like a good 15 minutes with the same partner. Not that there's anything wrong, but come on, people.
Yes, there is something wrong. She sucks.
Yeah, and it sucks because if you're dancing with a beginner, like bachata, cha-cha, whatever, salsa, right? And she doesn't know that the song has changed and you're trying to, you know, hey, I want to ask somebody else, you know? You're going to be like, thank you. But then she looks at you with the thing like, oh, you're cutting me off in the middle of a song. I'm like, no, it's the song ended. You know, he's just mixing the songs. It's hard to... Anyways. It's a pet peeve of mine. They do it all the time when they do, like, I guess I call them now merengue and bachata marathons. But anyways, going to our next song.
It's by Tito Puente. Actually, I felt bad last time because I didn't add any Tito Puente. No, he's my favorite.
Oh, really? He's your favorite? Yeah. What about Hector Lavoe, though?
Hector Lavoe?
Yeah, I mean, what do you think about Hector?
I love him.
Yeah. The movie's coming out August 3rd.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Man, we should make a big group. I think we'll probably write some type of review. Hopefully, it won't be as bad as I've heard some people say. But I think it'll be good. I think at least the soundtrack is going to be good. Mark Anthony did the play version in Puerto Rico of Quien Mató Hector Lavoe, which might actually be the... I don't know if they're going to base it off the play in the movie, but hopefully it'll be good. I just don't... Yeah.
Now, I think the story is based on his wife's perspective, Pucci.
Yeah, which is interesting because...
It had to be because it's J-Lo.
I think she was just trying to figure out, oh man, I shouldn't say anything. What if J-Lo's like, listen, nah, they won't listen to this podcast. But I wonder why it's such a big deal going from, you know, from the wife's perspective. You know, really, why does she play a key role in it? Maybe they'll add reasons why she's a key role in Hector's life. But even if you read, I mean, other than his son died and all the... tried to commit suicide and all that stuff from Hector's point of view, you know. I guess it's interesting to see his wife's point of view. I don't know. I don't understand why they're making the story that way. Hopefully it'll be good regardless, so we're going to be waiting for it.
Okay, but back to the song. It's called Cuando Te Vea, and it's been covered by the Spanish Harlem Orchestra and by Bobby Valentin.
Oh, really? And Bobby Valentin.
I love this song. It's an amazing song.
Oh, yeah. Well, here it is.
Mañana, cuando yo te vea, permite que deje explicarte los momentos de amargura que pasé por ti, mujer. Yo comprendo, soy un hombre, lo que quiero de dar sin culparme. Los momentos de amargura que pasé por ti, mujer. Mujer.
Cuando te veo. Anyways, that was a good song. Kind of old school, very old school, but I guess I'm so used to listening to the new version that it's a little bit, I guess, weird or different to listen to really old school version.
But that was Santos Colon on the vocals for Tito Puente. And
Tito Puente, that's Palladium Tens, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, I think, is that a, I think you're, he's got the laptop open to a picture of, is that Machito?
Yeah, that was, right. That's our next artist.
Yeah, which, but it's funny because he looks very, you know, like a 1950s, 60s mambo kind of gear, Ricky Ricardo kind of stuff, dude.
With the maracas and the big ass.
Yeah, dude, the congas.
Fluffy
like,
shirts.
Yeah, you know, I wonder what, I don't know. That's still mambo type, right? Or what would they call it back then?
No, that's mambo.
That's classic like mambo, yeah. Yeah. I mean, I guess it did take off, but I guess for some reason I feel like salsa is more popular now. But, I mean, it could be because I'm actually living, since I was only born after the 80s, right? I wouldn't have known how popular salsa and mambo was back in the day. I've seen a lot of videos, but who knows. But anyways, so the Palladium area? Palladium. Actually, who are the people that do a lot of the Palladium dances at Congress? It's Tito and Tamara. Actually, they're from Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
They have this really good routine that actually they dress up like in, like, you know, like Palladium kind of suit and tie. Very classy, and they actually end up doing like a mambo-style routine. It's a pretty famous routine. They've, I think, performed it all over the place. I mean, so it's not a new routine. But it looks really tight. It's cool because it's basically a tribute to that type of era and to those types of dancers that used to dance.
And, Eddie Torres also does a
lot of
Palladium style performances.
Yeah, but I don't think his dancers wear like Palladium style clothing. I don't know if you've ever seen Eddie Torres dancers perform. They're like wearing bathing suits while on. I'm gonna get in trouble for all this, huh? But it's, you know, it's just a different type of clothing. But anyway, so here we have
Machito, and it's called Noche de Farra. And actually Hector Lavoe covered this song in one of his albums, El Sabio.
Salimos en noche de farra y yo, y fuimos a parar a un gran cabaret. Y allí entre copas y copas los dos, bailamos el sabrosón, sabrosón. Y el público emocionado gritó, vuelve a echar un pie. Y muy que lo ha comido, me susurró. No me apriete tanto, papacito, así, que me falta el aire sin parar mejor.
Vaya, a ver si es verdad que como nunca el golpe.
You didn't mention it was a cha-cha. That was kind of interesting.
It was.
It was. I just didn't get a memo again. Well, that's good.
You
I mean,
you sound like You didn't like it.
I think I just realized that. I mean, I guess that cha-cha was interesting. Let's just put it politically correct. But it's funny because our last episode, I got a comment, either a comment or an email from people were saying that how much I adore cha-cha, or how much it seems like I like cha-cha a lot. I mean, and I do, but I think it comes to show you it's really not about just liking cha-cha in general. It's a specific style of cha-cha. And just like salsa, there's different types of salsa. There's different types of cha-cha. And I think I have to like sit down. You know, I've done this with salsa before. I actually have to sit down, listen to all the cha-cha songs that I have, and figure out what it is from every single song that I like to understand what is it or what is the type of style of cha-cha that I actually prefer to listen to. Because this one was...
old school.
It was interesting. Let's just put it that way. It was uniquely differentiated from my regular, you know... I really like that type of cha-cha. This one was very old school. I think you said Palladium style, right?
Well, older than that, I would say.
Older than that?
It's
like
an old school. It's from the 50s, probably 40s. 50s?
Wow. Wow. Is that like New York, right? New York style still? Yeah. Oh, of course, it has to be because it's Palladium over there. So, Palladium.
I don't think people know what the Palladium is. What is it? Tell them about it.
We've written articles about it. It used to be this big dance hall where you'd get all these mambo people, and Ricky Ricardo used to like perform there, right? Or was it only on the I Love Lucy show?
Only on TV.
Only on TV? No, dude, I swear, I think he actually performed there in like Desi. I mean, Ricky Ricardo is not his real name; it's Desi Arnaz, right?
Arnaz.
Which is interesting because Desi's not really a Latin name. He's not Latin, is he?
I don't think so.
I don't think he's Latin.
Yeah, he's Cuban.
But Desi. Does he let me look it up. Arnaz. Was he actually Cuban?
Yes.
Oh, he was Cuban. Oh, Desi's not his real name. It's Desiderio Alberto Arnaz. Oh,
Desiderio.
Desiderio. This is his full name. Desiderio Alberto Arnaz y de Acha the Third. And I thought my name was long.
What is your name? Anthony Prasad?
It's Anthony Gerardo Prasad Santiago. And then De La Cruz. So, what's yours?
Carlos Orihen.
Is that?
Well, I have a middle initial Z.
Z for what?
Z.
Like Z-E-E?
That's it, Z.
No, it's not just Z.
Z, it's a tradition.
So what, did your brother get Y?
No, you got Z also.
You all have Zs?
Yeah.
Okay, never mind. That's so pointless. We're so off track. What's that? But we're talking about, I mean, every person, you know, even you listen to this podcast, right? And you have your salsa collection. It's very good for you to go into this, maybe, you know, your most played songs and figure out what is it that you like about those songs. What makes them move you, you know, because that way you can actually define what your salsa style of music is. And you can automatically detect when you hear a song playing at the club that is very similar to what you like. They usually, there's going to be a pattern to them, and you can use the same patterns in your body movement and style that you use for your favorite songs with another song that has a similar style that you already know. But people go through an evolution, right?
Yes.
That's good. You can keep going, right? I don't have to be the only person talking.
But. No, no. I think as, you know, the more you listen to Latin music, or, you know, I guess in our genre, salsa and Latin jazz, I guess the more your taste in music kind of it evolves, I guess, and you go from listening to Marc Anthony to you know, listening to Hector Lavoe, you know, which is, I think they're in different ends of the spectrum.
Absolutely.
For me.
No. Actually, it's true, but it's funny because he's now playing Hector Lavoe. It's funny how you just picked that example. Actually, but to tell you the truth, I was just thinking about this. Actually, when I first started salsa dancing, and not to go back to the on two versus on one, blah, blah, right? But
on two.
Yeah. But when I used to dance on one, right, when I was starting, I used to listen to a lot of modern salsa. And I think I've mentioned this before. And it was Marc Anthony, Victor Manuel, Rey Ruiz, just big, like, you know, bam.
Wait, who's that?
Victor Manuel, Puerto Rican.
I don't know who they are.
You really don't know who they are? They're like famous.
I've erased them from my memory.
Oh, exactly. You know what I'm talking about. So when I went over to Dance On 2, I started to listen to more like orchestra style, more like, you know, mambo-ish kind of, I guess I call it Congress music, because that's really what they play at Congresses now, right? They hardly play Rey Ruiz. They hardly play Victor Monroe, unless like they're the actual like people actually doing the concert or the live event that night.
I think the only person who plays Rey Ruiz is the lady who cuts my hair in her salon.
Okay. Enough of insulting people.
You should go there.
So the next song is you got.
It's called Pica Pica, and it's done by Rafael Cortijo y su combo.
Yeah, and that's the guy who actually was part of the El Gran Combo band, right? With Itier, right?
Yeah. Well, actually,
and he's Puerto Rican too.
Yeah, he's Puerto Rican, and
yes, another bonus point for us.
And actually, the person singing is actually his daughter. Her name is Fe, and.
That's interesting, because I actually, before we were recording the show, I mean, I'm listening to the song, I actually thought it was an old lady singing that part.
She's pretty young, I think, at this
time. Really? But to have that type of voice, that doesn't sound like a 15-year-old daughter.
Some girls mature differently.
Yeah, we'll leave it on there. Anyways, here's Cortijo y su combo with...
Pica Pica.
that was Rafael Cortijo with Pica Pica. I know you love this song.
Yes, I love it.
yeah, people might find me a little negative in this episode, but I like the song. It's just that voice of that girl.
You know, honestly, you have to get used to it. Listen to it a couple times and then you'll start jamming to it, you know?
Yeah, well, hopefully people will rewind. I'll probably listen to this episode since we're like talking about a whole bunch of other stuff. But I mean, interesting fact about Rafael Cortijo and in Puerto Rico, and specifically on racism, he actually was the first person to actually, be the first person to actually have
established
a formal orchestra with all black musicians in it, especially in Puerto Rico. You know, so, you know, back in the 1950s, you know, to have something like that, you know, in the U.S., it was pretty hard, right? Because you had all this racial barriers that you had to overcome, especially even to sell CDs or who knows.
Even in Puerto Rico, really?
Well, he's from Puerto Rico. Yeah, he's in Puerto Rico. Yeah, true. Okay. Anyways, our next song is Que Sabroso by Jimmy Sabater, right?
Yeah, and did you know that Jimmy Sabater, you know, Tito Puente, Tito Rodriguez, and Machito, they all lived in the same hood in New York?
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's a lot of talent in one street, man.
Man, I'm pretty impressed. I mean, they all go to jail, just like all the other rest of the Salseros back in the day.
No, I guess speaking of jail again, did you know Rafael Cortijo, they used to smuggle drugs inside their instruments from Panama, for example, when they would go play in Panama, and they bring them back to Puerto Rico, New York. Yeah, and
nobody checked the instruments?
Like, no, because, you know, they were famous in Panama, so nobody would check that, you know.
They probably went in private jets and all that stuff. So people were like,
I doubt it, man. I don't think they made a lot of money back then.
But wasn't Cortijo's, like, you know, big, I guess, big fame kind of came to an end when they took down Ismael Rivera? Because Ismael Rivera went to jail for 4 years, right? Because of the drugs.
Yeah, I think, well, what happened was that, Cortijo, he had to pay all these legal fees for trying to get out of jail, that it actually made him go bankrupt, and it kind of financially ruined his career like that.
So go back. People don't do drugs.
And don't smuggle them in your instruments and your trombones.
Tus tristezas y tus pesares, búscate una mamita y ponte a bailar. Si sigues escuchando lo que te cantó, nunca te olvidarás del sabroso mambo, porque tiene la salsa sabrosona que te brindo con el corazón. Yo te brindo con el corazón. We'll be right back.
tentar de coger un solo de timbal y de bemba, bemba.
Qué sabroso el mambo para guarachar. Qué sabroso el mambo para guarachar.
Bi, ba, bi, bi, biri, 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 pa, 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 bi, bi, goto, goto, go, pa, goto, goto, go, pa, goto, 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 pa, 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 bi, bi, biri, pa, bi, di, pa, bi, pa, 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 biri, 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 pa, 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 goto, goto, go, pa, pa, pa. A todos quisiera informar, al señor la puso en China, vive tu arma, vive la mía.
And that was Jimmy Sabater, and I love that song too. It's so much fun to dance with.
Yeah, it's pretty good. So.
Dance with them, sorry, dance too.
Yeah, so what's our next song before we...
The next song is by Bobby Montes, and it's called Swinging at the M.
Swinging at the M. Interesting. Yeah. From what album?
It's a mambo song, huh?
From what album?
Jungle Fantastique.
Jungle Fantastique. That sounds French. He's not French, though.
I don't think he's French. It's just the name of the song. That album is amazing.
That's a weird album cover. We're looking at the picture of an album cover right now. That looks... It's a woman with a... Is that a baby? A bird?
It's a bird. It's like a parrot. And there's a snake around her.
That is freaky, dude. These album covers are freaky. What is that? 1968. It came out in 1958. Wow. Interesting. The song better be good.
I love it. It's very jazzy. It's very Latin jazz.
Oh, did you ever play an instrument? When I was young, I played the trumpet and I played the orchestra bass. Did you ever play like an instrument?
Yeah, actually, I was in high school. I was in a Latin jazz band.
Oh, okay.
I played the trombone.
That's interesting. Kind of like Willie Colon?
Yeah.
Oh, is that why you kind of prefer jazzy type salsa songs?
I love Latin jazz. And, you know, the fact that you can actually dance to it is even better.
So, yeah.
In that aspect, yeah. It's fun. It's very smooth. It's awesome.
It's just awesome. Anyways.
Dude.
Anyways.
I've been surfing too much.
Yeah. Thank you. Oh man, that was a pretty good jazz song. Yeah, I really liked it a lot, actually, compared to some of the other songs.
Yeah, if you like us on the whole albums like that, it's awesome. Yeah,
jazzy. I think maybe I'm moving over to jazzy salsa type. I mean, I wonder if a lot of people enjoy jazz kind of stuff because it might not have lyrics, especially if you don't know Spanish. Salsa songs that are in Spanish are kind of hard to understand or even try to feel if you don't put the lyrics with the actual music too, you know?
Yeah. You think it's important to know what's being said in the music?
I think so because half the time... You know, it's like the movie, right? A movie without a soundtrack, you have an emotional disconnect, you know? I mean, and also just a soundtrack without the movie, you don't understand why the song is, why this dramatic or exciting or specific soundtrack is being played because you can't see the film. I think both go hand in hand to really give you that entire experience.
You think that's the reason why a lot of people don't really appreciate Hector Lavoe that much? Because they just... To them, they listen to the music and they listen to the lyrics, but sometimes understand the substance.
I would have to agree 100%. Hector Lavoe is the type of song or type of music singer and the songs he sings that you literally need like a liter of alcohol next to you when you listen to it, because like for when you know you're so depressed and you just want to get even more depressed, that stuff is like hardcore salsa.
Well, some of it.
Some of it.
No. Especially his later stuff when he was ready to commit suicide.
Anyways, that's it for this episode of Addicted Salsa.
And we're going to leave you guys with one more song, and it's called Wave by Willie Rosario.
Cool.
And actually, I've been looking for this song for a long time until I finally got my hands on it.
Well, it's good that you find all these old CDs in the, like, I guess, vintage stores that you go to in LA, right?
Yeah.
Well, anyways... hope you enjoyed this episode. My name is Anthony Prasad.
And this is Carlos Origen.
And until next time, we'll see you at the club.